Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 1st of February 2024. Hope you are well. Hope you are having a great week. Thursday, of course, means it's nearly the weekend. And tonight we're going to go through what I plan to do this weekend, as well as what seeds are in this month's gift pack. So before I get into that, I just want to say I've had a lot of great response about Jenny on Monday's podcast. A lot of people are really excited to hear the start of a new allotment journey, which is exactly what I wanted to hear. And I think it's always nice to have a different voice as well on these podcasts. As much as I love talking, and I'm pretty good at it, I like to think, I think it's great to have some extra voices to add their own perspective. I do really, really like where we are going at the moment, and it's all thanks to the support that you guys have shown me. So I just want to thank you for that. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. It seems to have gone down well, but let's get into it, shall we? So this weekend, I always like to share my plans for the weekend with you, just on the hope that it might inspire you to tackle a few jobs yourself. And we've got plenty of things that we want to get on and do this weekend. So I'll start Saturday morning, of course. Plan is, my brother is going to come down. He's going to help me load some paving slabs that I have outside into the back of my van. They're going to be very, very heavy, hence why I need his help. And then we're going to take those down to the allotment, where we're going to screw them down on, and screw the shed down onto those, which is going to free up that shed and make it all possible for storing tools in the future. So that is really going to be my main focus on the allotment. But while I'm down there on Saturday, I'm then going to walk around and make a to-do list of all the things I want to complete down on the allotment throughout February. Lots that we need to get done throughout the month, but I always think just making a to-do list with some goals that I really want to achieve really does help produce or plan better for the month. Off the top of my head, all I can really think of is I want to tidy the top half of the allotment, get rid of all the old wooden beds that I've used to have that made out of pallet wood, bring that home ready for burning, and then tidy up Scruffy Corner and just continue trying to get the gooseberry bushes and other areas pruned and ready for spring, which is not far to go now. Then back at home, there's going to be potting on of more of our chilies, sweet peppers and aubergines, getting those into bigger places. And let's not forget all the seeds that we've sown throughout January, the celery, celeriac, rhubarb, asparagus. We're going to get those all potted up as they are required. And then outside, well, now I've moved my old studio from the shed back into here, the podding shed. That's freed up room in that shed. So what I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks is tidying up that shed, clearing out my other shed. I've got so many sheds, it's crazy, in order that I can get the other shed packed away and dismantled and gone. I've decided it's not very good. So yeah, we're going to be spending a bit of time in the garden doing that on Saturday afternoon. Of course, Sunday, I'm off to Seedy Sunday, a local seed swap. Well, I say local, it's in Brighton. I am on the panel for Gardener's Question Time, so there's going to be lots of things going on like that. And looking forward to it, actually. It's going to be a good day, I hope. So yeah, that does take me out for the day, but I always feel Seedy Sunday for us here is a good sign that the season has started, and it starts up with those seeds. So it's a good chance to go and see what seeds we can get. I'm particularly going to be looking for companion plant seeds, so something that has sparked off with conversations with Jenny. So yeah, that's going to be the plan for this weekend. Of course, if you have any seed swaps near you, do go along. Do send us some photos, let us know what seeds you get, and let us know what you thought of it as well. And if you are in Brighton on Sunday, please do come along and say hello. Now, what seeds are you getting in your pack this month? We got those in the post today, so they are making their way to you as we speak. And we've got another good collection. Oh, well, I think they're a good collection anyway. So, first of all, we have got a Brussels sprout called Evesham Special. Now, Brussels sprouts, a lot of people don't like them. I think they are great. But they are what I would call the Christmas dinner vegetable. We associate them with Christmas dinner. Now, we're going to sow those throughout February. And that should mean they are ready maybe October, November, December. If you are lucky, you don't have to sow them all in one go. You can sow a few now and a few more next month, but I like to sow mine all in one go and then plant them out. Next we have Leek, a variety called Musselburgh, which is a very, very popular variety. It's absolutely delicious. Again, I will be sowing all these in one go. I actually sow mine in polystyrene boxes just to hold on to a bit more heat. But leek, we've still got plenty of leeks down on the allotment actually that we've got to harvest and make the most of because they are delicious. So going to have to be doing that. And Musselburgh is a very well-known variety. So very, very tasty, I have to say. Moving on from that, we then have a cabbage. This is a variety called Golden Acre, earliest of all. So it's a very early, I would expect, summer cabbage by sowing these in this next month. These will need sowing indoors or in a greenhouse to ensure that they germinate. But in fact, all these will need to be either indoors or in a greenhouse just to give them a little bit of protection so that they can grow. But cabbage, yeah, earliest of all. We try and grow quite a few different cabbages and try and get the early mediums, the summers, the springs, the autumns, etc. for us all to enjoy. Now, next, for the herb, I always like to include a herb every month. We've got a variety of Welsh onion. Now, the Welsh onions are a perennial type of onions, so they can grow back year after year after year. You use them a bit like chives, I guess is the way to describe them, but they're more like spring onions with their flavour and how you harvest them, but they do come up like chives. Great thing to grow if you can. Next we've got a radish. The variety is French breakfast, which is a well-known type of radish. French breakfast, it's, as the name suggests, it comes from France, and I believe they used to actually eat it for breakfast. It's a nice spicy but mild spicy radish. Now I've included radish. The pack is quite a fair few in the pack, so we will be sowing these every few weeks as like a successional sowing, so that we always have radish available for us. And we will be including more radishes in different varieties later on in the year as well. And then my final seed that I am sending out is a spinach called Arriero Flay. This is a very good type of spinach, really good for starting early, like we're going to be doing, and will taste absolutely fantastic. Again, spinach is what I would call as my salad leaf crop for this month. I love spinach. We eat quite a bit of spinach. But again, what we will be doing with this spinach is successionally sowing it. So we sow a few now, and we sow a few more in a few more weeks, just in order to keep that all coming. So there we go. That is your six varieties of seeds making your way to you. Look forward to sowing them. We, of course, will be sowing them throughout February, which works out quite nicely. It's a fairly short month this month, isn't it? Only 29 days. Right, guys, I am going to wrap this one up. We will be back again on Sunday, where I've got a few subjects to go over with you, of course. Until then, please take care.